When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rules changes coming to college football. The NCAA has approved a 2-minute warning, and they have also approved helmet communications. Now, John, according to the NCAA, this 2-minute warning won't involve an extra commercial break. Do you or does anybody believe that in the world?
It'll be a 2-minute commercial break. That's what it is. There's a 2-minute for a reason. Yeah. Why even say that?
Yeah. And I want to know your thoughts on this because we'll get to the helmet communication because believe it or not, I think you think Tennessee's offense was fun before you allow Josh Heupel to communicate with the quarterback's helmet. And I think you might see some crazy stats offensively for Tennessee going forward. But as far as a 2-minute warning goes, is college football going to have a problem where they are just taking up? Do they even care that they're taking up too much of someone Saturday? Because it's already a 3.5-hour game, which is half an hour longer than an NFL game. Now you're adding the 2-minute warning. I mean, you're going to have to start setting aside 4 hours for college football games now, right?
Well, it's also contradictory to what the NCAA just did, where they originally you stopped the clock on first downs. And they eliminated that with the express intent to shorten the game. And of course, for the last 2 minutes, you can stop the clock on first downs. But that was a big step. But now they're going back the other way. And I can't help but believe that this is a commercial-driven decision. What else would it be? Or are they just trying to say, we want to be NFL light. We want to be this. It's just another melding of pro football with college football, and it's all become pro football in just two different levels.
But have they not paid attention to the lack of interest that there is in minor league baseball nowadays to realize that you shouldn't just make yourself pro football light? I mean, this is a very short-sighted decision with them doing this.
No, but see, here's the thing, Caleb. I prefer watching college football game to a pro game. And I think a lot of people do. So I don't think this will affect the popularity of the sport whatsoever. It used to be one of the reasons NFL has been universally popular through all these years was betting. It's the best game to bet on. It's just really attractive to bettors. You only have 32 or so teams. You can have a reasonable working knowledge. People fool themselves into believing they know more about a team. When the line is set, that tells you what the research goes into that betting line. So then it's kind of flipping a coin. Rare instances you have inside information. But so you have the prevalence of gambling, but what's happened now, gambling is more prevalent than ever. And so people are doing, in Knoxville, for example, it's a big college town. And so, I mean, I know so many more people that bet on games now than they used to. So I think that will enhance the popularity of the sport. I just think college football is so entertaining that it doesn't matter. These changes don't affect it enough to alter the viewing. I had an email, and I get these occasionally from somebody who says they've been priced out of the ticket market, and they have season tickets. Say football became too expensive, basketball became too expensive, and finally now baseball has become too expensive for them. But there are going to be other people that will buy those tickets. And ticket sales don't have the same impact they once did because of these gigantic network deals, television games. So I just think, yeah, you can say it's getting so much like the NFL, but I still find it more exciting than the NFL. I mean, we talked about this yesterday, but the NFL, to me, most of those games come down to a field goal. Can you get in position to field, kick a field goal? And all the guys can kick it 57, 58 yards now and hit 85% of them or they get cut. So you kind of know more how the game's going to go. I think there's more of a surprise element with college football. And then you have the benefit of outlandish scores in college football, which to me is attractive to the better because you can say, are they going to beat that team 50 points? And look, they're only given 47. I'm making that bet. So I just think, and I like the communication thing when you brought that up. I mean, yeah, that's an advantage for really good offensive-minded coaches like Josh Heupel. Oh, my gosh, if Steve Spurrier would have been able to do that, he might have won the national championships, really. I think he might have, just with that rule.
Well, I mean, that was why he did that, because he did it against Tennessee in 98 and against Florida State in 97, where he rotated quarterbacks every other play, right? And that was so he could tell them the play before they went out there.
I remember one time I was covering a game. I would go down a week before and advance the Tennessee-Florida game. And Tennessee had an open date, and Florida was playing someone like Louisiana Monroe. And during the game, I think Jesse Palmer might have been the quarterback. And they ran a play, threw an incompletion, and he pulls Jesse Palmer and brings in Rex Grossman, a freshman. And I talked about that to Rex Grossman in the locker room. He said, Spurrier came over to him after Jesse Palmer hadn't seen the open receiver in the end zone. And said, okay, we're going to do this, and the receiver's going to go here. Can you throw him the ball in the end zone? He said, yeah, coach. And he did, and it was a touchdown. So to him, it was all about, can these quarterbacks follow Steve Spurrier's? Spurrier sees the field so well. He saw the field so well, rather. And he saw matchups so well that if I get this guy receiver on that defensive back, we're going to win that. The quarterback just has to throw him the ball. So you're communicating in his ear now. Jesse, throw the ball to number 11. He'll be standing there in the end zone, okay? Been hard to beat. And I think Heupel would be really good at that too.
Oh, I think so too. I mean, he was a former quarterback that was great too. Sure. All-American who saw the field. And I mean, now you got Heupel can see it from the sideline. Nico can see it at the line of scrimmage. I mean, this is going to be very unfair for a lot of teams, but I think this, and this is crazy to say, but I think Tennessee might, you know, everybody talks Colorado or this, or I think Tennessee might be the most covered team in college football the next 2 years. Cause I think they're just going to be the most fun team to watch with the most fun quarterback to watch.
Well, that was the case in 22. I think when you're looking over a spate of college football games on a Saturday and you're an average fan in anywhere America and you say, well, who do I want to watch in this time slot? You have no particular rooting interest. There might not be a number one versus number two matchup. Who do you want to watch? You'd say, well, Tennessee. I mean, they're so much fun to watch. They move the ball so quickly. They score so much, pile up so many yards. I might see a 70-point game. I think Tennessee could be that attraction. And again, we get back to where we were talking earlier about how do you fit an offense with your quarterback. This is such a natural pairing with Nico in this offense. And I do think Nico will draw television viewers. I mean, if they've never seen him before and if they saw him in the bowl game, they can kind of get their interest piqued. But they look at him at what he can do. And keep in mind, he's so unusual and he's 6'6". We're not talking about a 6'6", 6'2" guy. doing what he can do. He's so shifty, and he's 6'6". You watch him play, and he doesn't look like he's 6'6".
Yeah, there is a and there's a comparison I draw, and I say this a lot. We mentioned Worfel and Spurrier earlier. I go Worfel, Spurrier, Tommy Frazier, Tom Osborne, and Tim Tebow, Urban Meyer are my list of like quarterbacks. If you could create a quarterback in a lab to run the offense that they played in, they were created in a lab. I think Nico might be on that list for Josh Heupel.
Yeah, and see, because he's distinctive, and think about the Tebow factor. I mean, just an incredible college quarterback, but so much fun to watch. To watch a quarterback get in the open field and lower his shoulder and knock a safety into next week, or even a linebacker. I mean, you wanted to watch him play. And I think it's going to be the same way with Nico. He's going to be so distinctive. People are going to say, man, I got to check this guy out.